Taking your time to settle back into this posture of stillness. Being careful about any tendency toward urgency, tension. Seeing what qualities of heart and mind seem most predominant. Giving space to feel into what other qualities might also be available. It's not uncommon at this point in a retreat for thoughts about the future to be more prevalent, more planning, more imagining, more longing, more dread. Watching the sense of self concretize. Around the future. The hoped for, the feared. So it's always important to just remember the impulses of the teachings of the practice. Not be ruffled by this tendency if it seems to be growing. Not be surprised. Not feel defeated. But try to understand. Try to observe the process, the changing patterns, curious as to why it happens, what it serves, where is the suffering, where is the release. The instability of the future, whether it's the next moment, a few days from now, the years ahead, the unknownness of that can cause a trembling in the heart, for which it tries to find stability and security. A raft to keep it afloat. Built on the tension of craving, fear, fantasy. So we can feel the tension of the self. and explore it. Does it persist without reinforcement? Where does it exist? How does it function? What calls it to being? What invites it to cessation? Without fighting it, rejecting it, antagonizing the mind. Without grasping and clinging and believing it either. We observe. And often find that we can come right back. We're not farther from the present moment than we ever have been. The sensations of sound are right here. The birth, life, and death of the body is right here. The breath, arising and passing. Not defeated. Just slightly turned. And the attention can pull back from the objects of clinging and worry and fantasy and back into the mind, back into the body. Letting go of any notion of shallow or deep. In this world of conditioned phenomena, nothing's deeper than anything else. Everything is the surface. Don't need to go below it, above it. It's the continuity of attention, moment by moment, as the surface changes, undulates. Or we have access to insight, wisdom, care. All these realms, all these streams, on one hand, not that complicated, only one experience happening at a time, right now. We don't need to go looking for it, search it out, dig it out. It's revealed effortlessly. Skimming the surface. The mind wanders and returns. We're not in charge of it. It does it on its own. We can watch the opening, the contraction, the opening, the contraction. And simply try to learn.